You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome, everyone, to this Monday edition of the Daily Dime. Today is June 3rd. And I hope y'all had a great weekend. We had playoff hockey, a bunch of MLB and WNBA games, and even more so, let's talk about it. We didn't have any NBA games this weekend as we are still waiting for the finals to start. Game one between the Celtics and the Mavs will be this Thursday, so we still have a little bit more time before that one gets underway. But we did have hockey this weekend, so we'll start off with game six between the Rangers and the Panthers on Saturday night. Florida led the series 3-2 coming into this one, and they drew first blood on a Bennett goal at the end of the first. Nobody would score for the next half an hour of ice time until Tarasenko found the back of the net, giving the Panthers a 2-0 lead with just over 10 minutes to play. Bobrovsky held strong the rest of the period until Panarin scored for New York, cutting the lead to 1, but that wasn't enough, and the Panthers would win the game and the series in the process to return to the Stanley Cup Finals for the second straight year and the third time in franchise history. They are still seeking their first ever finals win as they lost back in 1996 to the Avalanche and last year to Vegas as well. But that'll close out the Eastern Finals. But we still had the series over in the West with the Oilers leading that series 3-2 up against the Stars. And coming into Game 6 in Edmonton last night, they were not going to let this one head back to Dallas for Game 7 as McDavid scored on a power play early in the first before assisting on a Hyman goal about 10 minutes later. And just like the East Finals, though, no one scored in the second period and the score would be 2-0 until the Stars scored with 10 and change to play. But then they couldn't score again and the Oilers would go on to win this one 2-1 and the series 4-2 as well. So now the Stanley Cup final is set. We will have the Panthers hosting the Oilers as the higher seed. So game one will be in Florida on Saturday night. The Panthers are slight opening favorites, but it's definitely going to be hard to count out the three-time MVP, Connor McDavid, as he is looking for his first Stanley Cup in what has otherwise been a stellar start to his career. But then over in the MLB, we had a bunch of games yesterday, and we'll start off with the Tigers and the Red Sox in Boston. And this one was tied at 4 after 9, but then the Tigers scored 4 in the 10th to win this one 8-4. Perez went 3-for-5 and scored 2 runs for the Tigers, while Devers added 2 hits and a home run as well for the Red Sox in the loss. The Reds then beat the Cubs 5-2 in Wrigley thanks to a 3-run home run from TJ Friedl and a solid 6 innings from Lodolo. Ben Brown was handed the loss for Chicago after giving up 5 runs in just 5 innings, but the Cubs did have one bright spot as Bellinger finished with 3 hits and an RBI. We had another 5-2 final as well as the Nationals beat the Guardians in Cleveland with the same score. 7 of the 9 Washington batters recorded a hit in this one, while Cleveland's first 4 hitters combined to go 1-for-16 with the lone hit coming from Stephen Kwan in the scoreless 5th. We also had 3 games yesterday that finished 5-4 with the Cardinals beating the Phillies in extras, the Diamondbacks beating the Mets, and the Blue Jays beating the Pirates. And then we also had 3 games that finished 4-3 with the Twins beating the Astros, the Rays beating the Orioles, and the Royals beating the Padres. We also had 2 shutouts as the Dodgers beat the Rockies 4-0 in LA, and the Rangers beat the Marlins 6-0 as Haney struck out 7 across 6 scoreless in the win. The Braves also beat the A's 3-1 for their 33rd win of the year, and the Yankees beat the Giants 7-5 thanks to a huge day from Juan Soto, as he was 3-for-5 with 2 home runs, 3 runs scored, and 3 RBIs. He's now tied for 4th in the league with home runs with 17, just 4 behind his teammate Aaron Judge, who currently leads the league with 21. Over in the WNBA, the Fever hosted the Sky on Saturday and would go on to win 71-70 for their first home win of the season. But the bigger story in this one was the cheap shot that Caitlin Clark took from Kennedy Carter as she was awaiting the inbound pass during a dead ball. And there's been a lot of rhetoric that the other players don't hate Caitlin, it's not personal, and all that, but this one was just so blatantly obvious. Carter was clearly yelling something at her, then lowers her shoulder into her and checks her while Clark isn't looking. And this is all while Angel Reese and the other teammates are cheering it on from the bench. And I just don't understand how these women cannot see the bigger picture here. It just seems to be plain jealousy, but they've just got to get over it. I mean, the only reason that 99% of the new WNBA fans are even watching this season is because of Caitlin Clark. And it's the way that she moves with the ball, the way she passes and shoots, especially from deep. It just doesn't resemble anything that we've seen before from the women's game. And it's just asinine to me that these women would prioritize that and the jealousy over the growth of the league. I mean, if she gets seriously injured, their viewership is just gone immediately. Everyone can pretend that it's this entire rookie class that's revolutionizing the game, but it's really just Caitlin. We've seen players like Reese and Cardoso and Brink and, you know, whoever else before, but Clark is just different. And if they want to go back to flying Spirit Airlines with salaries that approach entry-level marketing jobs just because they can't handle someone else having the spotlight, then more power to them. But it's just ridiculous to me. But anyway, they also had to play Sunday in a back-to-back for their 11th game of the year, while the next closest team has only played 9. They've been playing, it seems like, every other day. So they got crushed by the Liberty 104-68. I'm sure they've got to be exhausted, especially Clark. I mean, they're college season just ended a couple months ago, and then 11 games so far has just been a lot. But anyway, so they lose again to the Liberty, and then there were also 3 other games yesterday as the Sun improved to 8-0 with a 69-50 victory over the Dream. We also had the Mercury beating the Sparks 87-68, and the Lynx beat the Wings 87-76 as they got 25 from McBride and 24 from Collier. But with that, we will just about wrap it up for this Monday episode of the Daily Dime. As always, thank you for listening. And if you would, please consider subscribing and rating 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you may listen. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.